Okay, so let's go to this situation where now the tumor is ER positive and PR positive, but HER2 negative. Can you talk a little bit about this? Is a very common situation, one of the most common scenarios that we see right now, sort of what the issues are there in terms of planning on therapy.
So someone with a low stage ER positive, HER2 negative tumor, as you say, is a very common condition and one that would probably not exceed many clinicians' threshold for offering chemotherapy. We'd say in this circumstance, you may end up having this 10 to 12% risk of recurrence. We could anticipate a substantial reduction with adjuvant hormonal therapy, where if you think that tamoxifen will reduce it by 40 to 50%, then you get, if you switched it, instead of giving tamoxifen, gave an aromatase inhibitor, you might get another 25%. So you may be talking about 60% risk reduction, left with a 4% or so target. It's interesting that even with this active woman, I probably would talk about a non-anthracycline chemotherapy, something like TC, to see if someone was interested in that. But certainly, this patient easily could just receive an aromatase inhibitor like anastrozole and be expected to do well. Another option would be letrozole, of course.
Now, what about using the Oncotype DX assay in this situation?
Yeah, that's another area that's emerging. There's an assay that will measure the activity of 16 cancer-related genes and five genes that are background genes, looking at things like the ER pathway, the HER2 pathway, proliferation genes, attempts to predict benefit in receptor-positive patients with tamoxifen use. And it did a pretty good job as a predictor in the overall population.
Okay, so let's just say, for the sake of argument, that she had come to you for a second opinion. She's already seen a doctor who got a recurrence score, and the recurrence score is high. Would you take that into account in what you'd be doing?
I would, and the reason is it's kind of like tumor markers, traditional tumor markers that can be used in breast cancer. I don't generally use them at all, but if I see a patient who has markers, then I think you have to deal with it. I mean, I think that the comment that I would say, oh, I don't use markers, so I'm not going to consider this value, or I don't use Oncotype DX, so I'm not going to consider this recurrence score. I think that's probably not fair to the patient and would be very confusing. So I would integrate that into my discussion with the patients. I said, here's one more signal that you could be at recurrence risk. Here's why we may not be sure that that's the right answer.